大家都有一个很好的春假，春假的休息。
Let's just ask the Lord's help.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Our Father and our God, we thank you for your word, your eternal word.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，我们的父，谢谢您为您的话语，您在永恒里的话语。
We thank you, Lord, that it can not only convince us of our sin, but it can also show us the answer to that.
主啊，这些话语不但能显明我们里面的罪，更让我们能有对救恩那合理的、正确的回应。
And Lord, we thank you for your word that declares your righteousness.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为这些话语。来给我们从神而来的义。
It's a righteousness that is perfect.
因为您的义是完全的。
And Lord, we can come to you perfect because we have believed in your sacrifice of your Son.
我们就借着您圣子所献上的祭。借着我们的相信我们就得称为义。
That he was the just one who suffered for us the unjust.
因为他是那公义的无罪的为了我们这罪人而死了。
And Lord, we want to thank you this morning for your word that tells us about this wonderful story.
我们要谢谢您今天上午您的话语告诉我们这美好的故事。
So Lord, we pray by your Holy Spirit to teach us today.
我们的祷告是求您的圣灵今天教导我们。
You said that you're by your Holy Spirit you would teach us all things.
因为您说你要借着圣灵把一切的真理教给我们。
And so Lord, we submit ourselves to you today, knowing that we will be able to be taught by you yourself through your Spirit.
主啊，我们要求您今天的圣灵浇灌我们在您的灵里教导我们这些真理。
Lord, expose every need that's here today.
我们就把今天一切的需要摆在您的手里。
Now, and meet that need, we pray through your word.
也借着您的恩典来满足我们灵里的需要。
We should pray a blessing upon, especially upon Long, Lord, as he's suffering a little bit of a cold and sore throat.
主啊，我们也为我的一些的身体的不适献上祈求。
Put your hand upon him, Lord, for good.
求您医治。
And we just thank you now in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Good morning. You didn't bring Ruth with you.
No, Ruth speaks English.
他说那个没有跟 Ruth 怎么一起来哈、
啊？
他晚上来了啊 ，She's coming.
So we're now in a new section of the gospel.
那我们在福音里面一个新的部分。
The Gospel of John.
在约翰福音。
And we're going to read the first 15 verses of the 6th chapter, John chapter 6.
因为我们原来春假前停在了第五章的结尾，我们现在要进入一个新的章节，就是第六章约翰福音。我们先看前面的十五节，约翰福音六章一到十五节。
And so we'll read around. Starting at verse 1 down
171页新约的171页
and ending at verse 15
我们顺序的读下去然后停在第15节这事以后耶稣渡过加利利海就是提比里亚海
有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹就跟随他
耶稣上了山和门徒一同坐在那里
那时犹太人的逾越节近了
耶稣举目看见许多人来就对腓力说我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢
他说这话是要应验腓力 在他他自己原知道要去东西，腓立比发说就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么？
耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下，原埋下地方的撒多，父母就坐下，数目约有5000。
耶稣拿起饼来不细了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
当他们吃饱了，他对他的门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，什么也不要丢掉。
你便将他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
他们看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要到世界来的先知。
耶稣既知道众民要来强逼他做王，又独自又退到山上去了。
Amen. 所以 this is the fourth sign that Jesus that's recorded by John in John's Gospel.
所以这是约翰福音里面第四个神迹。被约翰使徒约翰记载下来耶稣所行的第四个。
There are 7 signs in the Gospel of John.
约翰福音里面一共记载了耶稣的7个神迹。
And you recall in John chapter 20, John chapter 20,
在约翰福音的20章里面呢，往后翻。Verse 30,
that's right.
30节, 204页。
Jesus did many miraculous signs.
耶稣还做了其他很多的神迹。
That John witnessed as a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
那作为主耶稣的门徒呢，约翰使徒约翰自己亲眼看见了。
But he didn't record all those, of course.
但他并没有把所有都记下来了。
But he said these ones that he writes, 7 of them, 7 miracles, they're particular signs.
但他记下来的呢，他是有7个，这是一个他特别要提醒给大家的。
And so those signs were just as we would think of a road sign directing us to our destination perhaps, or warning us about something. These signs were for to tell something about this man that was among men, who was none other than the Son of God himself.
所以这些神迹呢，记载下来就像路标一样，就带着我们呢，一点一点靠近一个真理，就是他不是别人，就是神的圣子，就是基督。
The first sign was, anybody remember the first sign?
第一个大家还记得是什么吗？
Turning the water to wine.
把水变成了酒。
Now normally it takes water and a grapevine at least a year to produce wine.
那一般在那个时代呢，至少要葡萄酿酒要一年，最后才会变成酒。
But the Lord Jesus produced that instantaneously.
然后耶稣是瞬间就让它变成了酒。
So it says that he manifested forth his glory.
他显明了他的荣耀在这件事情。
And that glory was the glory of the Creator himself.
这荣耀呢，就是他就是那创造者。
And then each sign reveals something about the Lord Jesus.
所以每一个的神迹都显明了耶稣的某一部分特性。
Now this sign of feeding the 5,000 with a small boy's lunch is the sign that God sent the Son into the world as the food from heaven.
所以这个我们今天要查考的这个神迹呢，是用一个小男孩的午餐喂饱了五千人，那这就是要显明的，神把耶稣赐下来，他就是从天而来的粮食。
Just as God has given life to everything,
就像耶稣给，就像神给每一个人生命一样。
Now Christ, who is life, the source of life, he has come down from heaven to give himself. He was broken as the broken bread was broken, so he was broken. His body was given broken for us so that we might feed on him.
所以这是一个比喻，就是他自己呢，就是那粮食，他从天上被神赐下。然后他就像这面包被饼被掰开一样，那他把这个自己呢就赐给了每一个信靠他的人。
But this life is different than the life that we have.
所以这样的生命呢，不是我们有的熟悉的肉体的生命。
The life that He gives is eternal life.
因为他给我们的是灵里永恒的生命。
And whoever believes in Him will never perish, but have everlasting life.
一切信靠他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And just as the 5,000 that day received that bread miraculously given, as they received that, their hunger was satisfied, and they were strengthened for life, for their lives. But the one that came down from heaven has come to give us eternal life.
就像那一天五千人得着的时候呢，他们是肉体的饥饿得着了满足，但是呢，同时呢，赐这个肉体粮食的那个主，那基督，他把他自己赐给我们，我们是灵里对永恒的需要、永生的需要得着了满足。
That's what this sign is about, just as an introduction.
这就是这个神迹的一个介绍了。
But now we'll look at the details, which are very interesting.
我们来看一下细节啊，非常有意思。
Turn again to chapter 6 of John.
再翻回到约翰的六章。
This must be a very important lesson.
这是个非常重要的一个教导。
It's the only miracle that the Lord performed that's recorded in all four gospel accounts.
这是个唯一的一个神迹呢，四个福音书全都记载。
Except for the greatest miracle of all.
当然了，除了呢最大的那个神迹，就是耶稣。
Can anyone guess what the greatest miracle of all?
I already told them.
Oh. Are you reading my notes here?
我刚才已经加了一句，他本来想问大家最大的神迹是什么。我说我已经告诉大家答案了。他说我是不是偷看他的笔记了？我说没有。
I have the disadvantage of not knowing what he's saying.
他说他的劣势就是不知道我翻译的时候会多加什么东西。
He could be telling the truth about me and making me embarrassed. Okay, so we won't take time to read all the four different accounts today.
对，我们今天呢没有时间把四个记载，四个福音书关于这个事情的记载都讲一遍。
We'll look at Mark's account, which is probably the biggest, the most information.
那我们就找一个关于这个神迹讲的最详细的一卷书，就是马可。
But Matthew and Luke also they have a lot of information. But before we turn to Mark, I just want to make another comment.
那我们在去马可之前呢，我们再做一点评论。
We have these four witnesses to this account.
所以呢，对于这个神迹呢，我们有等于有四个见证，四个福音书的见证。
Matthew, Luke, Matthew and John were two direct witnesses.
那马太和约翰呢是两个直接的见证，因为他们当时就在那。
They were eyewitnesses of this event.
他们是自己的眼就看见了。
No, they were there that day.
对，那在那一天他们是在那里，这两个人在那里。
Mark, it's thought that Mark, wrote Peter's account. That Peter more or less dictated to Mark the his gospel of Mark.
所以马可福音呢，应该就是彼得直接传下来的，因为马可等于是替彼得代笔，彼得把他所见的告诉了马可。
And so that's a very close witness there.
所以这也是非常直接的一个见证，因为彼得当天也在。
Luke was a well-educated physician, a doctor.
那路加呢是一个非常受教育程度高的一个医生，路加是个医生。
And he tells us in the introduction to his book that he had done a lot of research, and in that research he would have interviewed all the all the witnesses to the various events.
所以在他的路加福音里他做了很多的研究，而且他也在当时呢拜访过问过很多的见证人。
And so we have these four accounts by valid witnesses.
所以呢，这四个见证呢都是非常有效的。
Now, in a court of law, a judge is sitting at his bench.
在法院里呢，法官是坐在他的长凳上的。
And one by one, witnesses will come before him to testify.
那一个一个呢，见证人会进来讲他们的证据见证。
Now, judges are trained to be able to discern or find out witness statements whether or not the witnesses have been copying one another, have been colluding, have been trying to get their stories together.
所以呢，一个法官他需要一个很重要的能力，就是他需要看这两个见证人之间呢是不是彼此拷贝的，或者说呢串谋的。就他不能是一个信息，四个人一起来讲是都是从一个源头出来的。
Now, there was a Jewish lawyer, a Jewish judge rather, who was a professor of law in the United States.
那有一个犹太人的学者呢，法官呢，他是美国的法律的学者啊。
He was a very famous man.
他非常有名的一个人。
And his name was Simon Greenleaf.
那他的名字叫 Simon Greenleaf.
He decided that he would examine the Gospels as a Jew to see if their witnesses were true or not.
所以他决定呢，他来看这些福音书，来以一个犹太人的角度来判断他们的这些见证是真的还是假的。
Now he was well qualified to examine these records.
所以他是非常有资格的来以他的这个学术背景啊，来检验这些真实性。
He had written a textbook on the rules of evidence in a court.
所以他写过一个专门的教材啊，专门在写什么法庭的证据这么一个教材，因为他是学法律的。
And as a judge trained to examine witnesses to see if their accounts are true and that there's been no collusion between the witnesses, he was well qualified.
所以作为一个这方面的专家呢，他是非常合格的，因为什么方面就是怎么样来保证这个证据是不被串谋的，是可被接纳的。
After examining the gospel accounts, the four gospels, and all the stories, he concluded that there was no collusion between the writers, that what they witnessed and what they wrote down was absolutely true.
所以当他仔细每一条线的看完这四个福音书呢，那他做了这个结论，就是彼此之间他们是可以没有串谋的，是彼此可以独立的，而且他可以接纳他们所说的是事实。
As a result of his study, he concluded that the only thing that he could do was to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在他研究完之后呢，他就做了一个结论。他结论就是他唯一能做的事情就是相信他们所说的是真的。
And as a Jew, he became a Christian.
所以作为一个犹太人，他成了基督徒，因为按道理他是信的是旧约的。
So I relate that story because this is the only miracle beside the resurrection that's recorded in all the Gospels.
那我之所以讲这个，岔开来讲这个内容，就是这是唯一的一个神迹，除了十字架的神迹以外，唯一的一个四个福音书都讲到的。
And as you read the four different accounts, you'll find that there's little differences in the accounts.
当你读四个不同的记载的时候，你会发现每一个记载还是有些差异的。
If the gospel writers were copying one another, there wouldn't be those differences.
所以呢，如果一个是抄另外一个呢，应该就不会有这种差异。
But it's the same thing if you have four witnesses of some event, say a car accident. The police will interview all the witnesses, and the witnesses' statements they will vary depending on the viewpoint.Of the witness.
这就像一个什么呢？假设有一个车祸，然后警察呢会问看见这个车祸的不同的见证人，然后呢得出来的这个陈述一定是不一样的，因为当时这些人是站在不同的角度来看到的。
And so, if the witnesses are all truthful, all the evidence.Is what really would happen, not just what one witness might see as important.
所以如果每个人的陈述都是在讲事实呢，最终是两两要彼此都要相合的，而不是从一个角度讲一个方面的事情。
But what we're going to do today, we're not going to examine all four in detail.
今天我们没有时间去把四个全部详细的来查考。
But we're going to turn now to the Gospel of Mark.Chapter 6 and read verses 30 to 34, which will give us some background that John skips over.
然后呢，我们可以读一下马可的六章的30节到34节。
Mark 6 verses 30 to 34.
30到34节。
This gives a little background to what we have read in the Gospel of John.
那这个呢，它跳过了一些约翰福音没有记载的内容。它在马可这边呢，是在三十到三十四节记载。
The what had just happened was news of John the Baptist's martyrdom had just come to the disciples.John's verse 29, just John the Baptist had just been put to death. Mark chapter 6, verse 30. John the Baptist had just been put to death, and that news had just come to Jesus and his disciples.
这个的背景呢，在马可的六章的二十九节，我们看见它的前面是，施洗约翰刚刚被希律王杀了，然后他殉道的消息呢。传到了耶稣这里。
Also, the disciples had just come back from a preaching tour. They had been traveling and preaching, and they were very, very tired.
然后呢，他们耶稣带着他的门徒们刚刚有一圈的讲道和传道，然后呢，在各城各乡，所以他们非常累那个时候。
They were in need of a vacation.
我们需要一个休假。
Verse 30.If you could read down to verse 30 to verse 34, please.
如果我们继续读，刚才停在那，读三十到三十四节。
使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切听做的事、所传的道全告诉他。 他就说，你们来同我暗暗地到旷野地方歇一歇，这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。
他那些住持人暗暗地往旷野里的方去，众人看见他们去虚度年岁，他们的就从古城出去一同跑到哪里，给他们行军照料。
耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。
So what Mark tells us here is a little bit of background.
所以马可在这里多了一点记述，就是五饼二鱼神迹的背景。
The very sad news of John the Baptist had been put to death had come to them.
因为施洗约翰殉道的消息呢，已经传到了他们那里。
And not only that, they were exhausted from their work.
不但如此呢，他们还在一个特别疲倦做完工的一个状态下。
And people kept crowding around them to hear Jesus speak and to be healed of many things.
然后人们就涌过来，要听耶稣讲那个神的道。
And they were
一直涌过来。
They were so busy they didn't even have time to sit down and eat properly.
所以甚至他们忙到一个程度，都没有时间坐下来好好吃点东西。
So the Lord there says at the end of verse 31, He says, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest."
所以这就是三十一节讲耶稣说，你们悄悄的来啊，我们到旷野地方稍微歇一下。
So they went in a boat. Remember the four fishermen? There were four fishermen that were disciples. They had boats. They were businessmen and they had their boats. So he went across the lake.The corner of the lake of Galilee, to a quiet place.
所以这个时候他们就上了船。我们都记得呢，耶稣的很多门徒是渔夫啊，他们都有自己的船。所以他们在加利利湖边上了船呢，就去到那个沿着岸呢，就去到一个稍微安静一点的地方去。
And many it says who saw them leaving, they recognized them as they went, and they began to run around the corner of the lake to catch up to Jesus where he was going with his disciples across the lake.
加利利海或者加利利湖它是一个内湖啊，所以当他们从这个湖的一角啊穿过去的时候呢，岸边的人看见呢，他们就沿着岸呢先跑啊，看见他们船往哪个方向就先跑，反倒比他们先赶到他们要去休息的那个地方。
那the disciples they probably were not very happy about this.
所以呢，那些门徒我估计不是特别开心啊，那个时候。
They didn't get it. There was no privacy. There was no time to rest. When they saw the large crowds of people, they must have been distressed at the least.
所以那个时候呢，他们也没有休息，没有自己安静的时间，没有私隐的时间。所以他门徒们肯定有一些的这个疲乏。
And the Lord Jesus no doubt was taxed in his own physical body. He was tested probably more than all of them because he worked harder than any of them.
所以耶稣呢应该会比他们更加的受这个身体上的试验，因为耶稣肯定是做工最累的。
What was Jesus' reaction to the crowds that met him on the shore?
那但是耶稣的反应呢？当他看见这群人的时候，他的反应是什么呢
？Verse 34.
这就三十四节。
Says there he had compassion on them.
他就怜悯他们，他就怜悯。
Because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般。
And so he began to speak to them.
于是开口教训他们许多道理。
And he began to teach them many things.
耶稣就开始教导他们很多的事情。
And so that's the background to the story that we have in the Gospel of John.
这就是约翰福音里没有提到的一个 这个神迹的背景。
See, John's purpose in writing, he doesn't write a lot of these personal things about the Lord Jesus.
所以约翰的记载呢，他并没有讲很多关于耶稣个人的角度的。
His purpose in writing is to record this man from heaven, the Son of God.
因为呢，约翰的角度就总是来记载这个从神那里，从天那里降下来的神的圣子，从这个角度。
And the words that he spoke and the miracles that he did are what is prominent in the book of John.
所以约翰福音里凸显出来的是他显出来做他的神迹，他说出来的话就是神的圣子，那个身份的象征。
Mark is the gospel of the servant.
但是马可呢，他是一个仆人的福音书。
And as soon as Jesus sees the need of the crowd, what does he do? He meets that need as a servant.
因为耶稣这个时候的形象是一个仆人，所以当他看见人们有需要的时候，他总是上去满足他们的需要。
He was the perfect servant of God.
他是一个神完美的仆人。
But he came to be the servant of man.
但是他来却来做人的仆人。
The key verse in the Gospel of Mark is that the Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for all.
那最主要的一个马可福音的经文就是神的圣子来不是来被服侍，乃是服侍人，以至于到十字架上。
He came to give himself.
他来是来把自己交给献给人的。
In his service for man.And in his death for man.
在他的服侍人以至于为人而死的过程中，显明他是一个忠心的仆人。
And so, even though he was God, as the God-Man, he put himself under God in order to accomplish God's will.
所以，即使他是三位一体的神，那他自己呢，把自己谦卑放在人的肉身里，以至于他可以来服侍人。
So that's why Mark gives us the details about his service for men.
所以这就是为什么马可会讲一些这些的背景，是显明他是来服侍人的。
John is recording the very fact that he is the Son of God from heaven and works the miracles.
所以约翰的记载就是要显明他就是神的圣子，他是神的圣子来做这个神迹的这个角度。
By the way, Luke's gospel, you written by a physical doctor, you'd expect to find a lot about his humanity.
但同样呢，路加他的角度呢是完全显明耶稣的人性的。
And that's where you read so much about the human side of this God-Man.
所以你会从里面读到很多人的那一面啊，就是在耶稣的整个一生中人的那一面。
And of course, Matthew records the king.
当然了，马太就在讲他王的那一面，他就是王。
The Messiah, the one who will rule.
那个弥赛亚，那个一定要来未来要来做王的那一位。
And so these four different accounts give four different views.
所以这是四个不同的视角啊，四个不同的福音书就四个不同的视角。
Let's look into our verse here. Verse 1.
Okay, 我们
回
到约翰福音的六章，来读那个一节啊。
Sometime after this, it says, John passes over many months of the Lord's ministry up in Galilee. The other Gospels record.His many stories, many healings, many words, but John passes this is sometime later now.
所以他说这事以后呢，其实他已经跨过了好长一段时间，因为约翰的记述的角度和其他几个福音书不一样，所以他就把这当中耶稣的很多的神迹、很多的讲道呢，就跨过去了。
And John doesn't tell us why he crossed over the sea, but we've read what Mark says about it.
约翰这里没有讲他为什么要渡到加利利海去，但我们刚才读的马可就知道他渡过那边的原因是什么。
And he went over this, over the Sea of Galilee, and he says that is the Sea of Tiberias.
这是两个是同一个词，同一个湖和海哈，加利利或提比利亚。
The it had been Tiberias was one of the Caesars. It was named after Caesar Tiberius.
那提比利亚呢是当时的一个凯撒的名字，所以他等于用皇帝的名字命名了这个地方。
And so the lake was renamed the Sea of Tiberius after the emperor.
所以在这个罗马凯撒之后呢，这个湖就被改名成了这个凯撒的名。
But just as normal, everybody referred to it as the Sea of Galilee. That was the normal way of talking about it.
那正常的当地的人还是习惯把它叫它的老名字、旧名字，就是加利利亚。
The official name was Sea of Tiberias.
但是官方名字就已经叫做提比里亚海。
Now he says, verse 2.
二节。
A great crowd followed him.
有许多人跟着他。
And John tells us why they followed him, and so do the other, some of the other accounts.
所以马可福音或其他的福音书讲了为什么这些人跟着他。
It was because of the signs, the miracles.
因为这是因为他们看见了神迹啊，他在病人身上的神迹。
And John always calls them signs, not just miracles, but signs.
所以约翰福音经常把这个神迹呢，他用的这个词叫 sign。sign 在英文里面其实是有标志物的，就是显明的信号的这个意思，一个 sign。
Because he wants to emphasize not just the display of power that the Lord gives, enabled to heal and work miracles.
因为他其实用这个词是想不要让大家眼睛只是关注到这就是一个超自然的能力的表现这么一个点。
But the actual what those signs or what those miracles represent, what they mean.
而是引起我们的思考，就是这些的神迹到底是想要我们里面去明白什么道理，就像一个标志，一个信号一样。
So they were curious. You can imagine if there was someone who regularly was able to heal people, you would be curious too, would you not?
所以假设你碰到一个人，他经常能超自然的医治人呢，你也会很感兴趣，想去了解。
I mean, that didn't happen every day.
这可不是天天能碰得到的。
But now this man was coming, and wherever he went, people were instantly cured of whatever disease they had.
所以这个人来了，那不管他去哪呢，他见到的病人总是立刻就得医治了。
He'd already raised people from the dead.
甚至可以已经让死人从死里复活了。
He'd given sight. To those that had been blind from birth,
那从生来瞎眼的呢也看见了。
Paralyzed people leaped up and walked immediately.
那瘫了很久的人呢就站起来可以走了。
And this wasn't done in the dark.
这可不是在黑暗中做的。
You know, behind a curtain somewhere at night time.
不是说晚上的时候躲在帘子后面来做的。
This wasn't done on some stage that. We so-called faith healers that we have today, who set the scene and have people in the audience prepared and so on.
这也不是今天有一些的这个神迹医治的人做的，就观众们坐在台下，他在台上做了一个场景来给大家看的。
This was your mother. This was your sister. This was your child that you knew that was suddenly made whole.
这可就是你身边的你的母亲，你的孩子，你的邻居，你都知道这个是什么样的人，然后突然之间这个病了很久的人就好了。
So you can imagine why they followed him.
所以你能想象为什么这群人会不知疲倦地跟随他。
But did they really believe in him for who he was?
那但他们真的相信耶稣是谁吗？
They were curious about the display of power that he had.
So they actually were very 就是因着耶稣所显明出来这个能力，他好奇。
But did they read the signs that he was doing？
他们看见了这是信号吗？看见了耶稣的这个神迹是信号，他们读懂了吗
？Those signs said, "This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God."
因为这些的信号其实一直在提醒他们，这就是他们一直期盼的那个弥赛亚，那个基督神的圣子。
As we see later, they recognize he must be a prophet.
后来呢，他们也认出来，他们猜呢，他一定是个先知。
But that's as far as it went for them.
这可比先知要远得多了。
So we'll continue our story here. Verse 2. Again, they saw the miraculous signs. Their faith is going to be tested by the Lord.
有许多人呢，因为看见他身上，他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
What was their faith? It was based upon visual evidence, was it not?
所以他们的很多看见都是基于他们眼见的这个证据。
They saw the miracles. They believed he could heal.
他们看见了神迹，他们相信他能医治。
But had the truth had not reached their hearts.
但是呢，真理呢却没有进到他们的心里。
Because later, this whole chapter, this is a long chapter, chapter 6.
第六章是一个非常长的一章。
And later on, the Lord Jesus, in the chapter, he's going to test their faith.
所以在第六章的后面呢，耶稣要开始试验他们的信心了。
And we'll go over that probably next week. About the Lord testing a person's faith.
所以呢，我们接着呢会下一周我们可能会看一下耶稣是怎么来试验人的信心。
Now, if you had gone in as a reporter and interviewed some of that crowd, let's pretend you're a reporter.
假设你是个记者，你来去那个现场，你来采访一下当时的人。
And so I hand the microphone. I say, sir.What do you think of Jesus?
然后呢，我把麦克风呢放在他面前，说：“先生，你怎么认为耶稣
？”And brother, this is Hillel Bar Jonah.
他说我是巴约拿，这是彼得的名字，这是巴约拿是彼得的。
He's from Capernaum.
是从那个 Capernaum 那个就彼得的家乡来。
And so, what do you think then of this man? Is he a prophet? He says yes.
然后呢，记者问呢，那你怎么认为这个人？他是个先知吗？然后彼得说是。
What do you intend to do now that you've seen all these miracles?
那你现在看见了这些神迹，你准备做什么呢？
Are you going to become one of his disciples?
那你愿不愿意成为他的一个门徒呢？
And he says, "Well, I think I want to follow him."
然后呢，我说那我愿意跟随他。
And so that was the mood of many of the people. They followed him around the lake.
这是跟随他的那些在湖边一直跟着他的那些人一个很典型的心态。
And he's going to feed them.From the bread that multiplies from his hands.
然后呢，耶稣也马上要用一个神迹呢，就给他们面包，给他们食物哈。
But do they really believe that he is God himself?
但是他们的心里真的相信这就是神自己吗？
Because only God could do those kind of miracles.
因为可知只有神能做这样的神迹。
And if you look at verse 66,
如果你看六十六节
，That's towards the end of the chapter. We're jumping ahead a little.
我们跳到这个最后哈。
But after their faith, after he tests their faith, what does it say?
六十六节，在耶稣试验他们的信心之后，你看见有什么情况
？From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
从此，他门徒中多有退去，不再和他同行。
Their faith was tested, and it wasn't a faith that was anchored in the belief that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
所以他们的信心并不是锚在，并不是钉在， 这样的一个事实，一样的一个认知，是耶稣基督就是神的圣子这样的一个认知上，而是锚在对神迹的这个。
There's many many people, especially in the Western world, that say, "Yes, I'm a Christian."
这里有很多的人呢，今天啊，尤其是西方的世界，他会说呢，啊，是的，我是个基督徒。
Because I saw my mother and my father, they were wonderful people. They believed in Jesus.
因为呢，我看见我的父母啊，他们都是很好的人，那他们也相信耶稣。
And they saw all the benefits that Christianity has given.
他们也看见了这个，因着基督所带来的这些的利益啊好处。
But they're not really truly born again of God's Spirit.
但他里面并不是因着相信。真的重生而得到神的灵，并没有。
And like these people, their faith was tested. They went away. They didn't follow Jesus anymore.
所以当这些人他们的信心被试验的时候，最终他们选择是要离开。
And our Western society is doing just the same as now. They're turning away.
所以西方的世界呢也是这样啊，那就像这些人一样，他们看见了，但是当他们试验信心的试验的时候，很多人还是离开。
And I thank God for every Asian person that has come to this country that God has opened their hearts to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我非常感恩神呢，带来的每一个从亚洲来的，愿意敞开心来听神的道的人，都是非常蒙福的。
And God is opening the hearts of people in China and Malaysia.In Philippines and many places in the East, praise God for that.
对，神开了很多来自东方人的心呢，不一定，不管是中国、马来西亚啦、菲律宾呐，很多很多的地方。
And so we see here, the Lord is going to test to see what kind of faith they really have.
所以耶稣在这里呢，神要开始试验他们到底是有的一个是什么样的信心。
You see, their faith was based upon what? On the miracles that they had seen.
所以他们的信心在这里显明是基于什么呢？基于他们所见的神迹。
But it wasn't based upon the one who made the miracles.
而不是基于那个行神迹的那一位，那个神的圣子。
See, because if you can view the miracles.
所以你可以看见神迹。
And it doesn't change you.
然后这样的看见没有改变你。
But if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be changed forever.
但如果你相信耶稣基督，你里面会发生。
Because then you have to recognize that He is Lord of your life.
因为你会认识到他就是你生命的主。
It's no longer you.
就不再是你了。
But He is your master and Lord.
他成了你的主，你的依靠。
But what are the blessings?
这是多么大的祝福呢？
The Lord Jesus in this miracle shows that He is eternal life and He's the bread of life.
所以耶稣在借着这个神迹，他来告诉我们，他就是永恒的生命。
So let's
是生命的粮。
Look at verse 3. It says, Then Jesus went up on a mountainside.
那第六章的三节呢？耶稣上了山。
From the shore, he had been healing the people and teaching the people. Then he went up on the mountainside to try and be alone, we might say.
So, 耶稣上了山呢，因为他在岸边的时候，他在医治人呢，那他应该去山上，可能想安静一下。
And the Jewish Passover was near.
因为那时候犹太人的逾越节近了。
Now, the Passover. It's important to remind ourselves of what the Passover means.
所以我们要常常提醒自己啊，这个逾越节的意思是什么？
The Passover was an annual remembrance of the nation of Israel being freed of by slavery in Egypt.
所以逾越节呢，其实是犹太人。纪念他们从埃及为奴的状态下得到自由的这样的一个日子。
They were delivered out of that bondage by the blood of a Passover lamb, a little lamb.
他们 借着逾越节羔羊的血哈，那他们从埃及奴法老的奴役当中释放出来。
And you recall, of course, the story, and we've talked about it often, how that in Egypt, the children of Israel were commanded to take a lamb. Each household was to take a lamb.
我们都记得在当时在埃及的时候呢，每一家的犹太人呢都被要求去准备一只小羊羔。
And on the 14th day of the month.
那在那个正月的十四呢？
They were to kill that lamb in the at the end of the day.
那他们要在那天把羊杀了。
They were to catch the blood in a little bowl.
然后用一个碗呢把羊血装起来。
They were to dip the a branch of hyssop, a small branch of hyssop, and use it as a brush. They would put the blood over the top of the door and down the side post.
他们要用一把的牛膝草啊做那个刷子，然后呢站在羊血里呢刷在自己家门的门楣和门框上。
And then they were commanded to go inside their houses.
啊，他们就被要求呢进到这个他们自己的刷了血的这个屋子里面去。
And they were not to leave the house.
不能离开这个房子。
Because at midnight.The Lord was going to come through the land of Egypt, and all the firstborn were going to be killed.
因为在午夜的时候呢，神差的灭命天使要来到埃及，整个全地的头生的都要被击杀了。
You remember there were 10 plagues on Israel,
我们都记得
or on Egypt, right?
都记得当时在埃及一共有了十灾。
And each of those plagues, they were specifically targeted. They specifically targeted one of the many gods that the Egyptians worshipped.
其实这个实在你详细查考，你就发现呢，每一灾都很特别的针对当时埃及人崇拜的一个假神。
The sun god. There was no sun for 3 days.
所以埃及人崇拜太阳神，对不对？所以在十灾里面有一灾就是三天没有。
But the last
没有太阳。
The last plague that came was the plague of the Passover.
所以最后一个就是逾越节的这个瘟疫啊，其实。
Because the Egyptians worshipped the god of fertility, the god of reproduction.
所以因为这个针对的是那个。埃及人他崇拜那生殖的繁殖的神啊。
That was one of their idols that they worshipped.
他们拜的一个假神。
And God was going to judge that idolatry.
所以神，上帝在这里惩罚他们的，审判他们的拜偶像。
To show that He has the power over all these idols and over all these so-called gods of Egypt.
显明神是有这样的能力。大过一切的埃及的假神。
And so, the firstborn in every household in Egypt was under the judgment of God that night of the Passover.
所以在那一天晚上呢，埃及地的每一个家的头生的都被击杀。
And the only house that the destroying angel did not go in and kill the firstborn.Was the house that had the blood on the outside of the door?
那唯一得以幸免的，就是那些家门框和门楣上涂了羊血的犹太人。
And that night, the destroying angel went through.
所以那一天呢，灭命的天使来了。
And the firstborn in all of Egypt was slain. It was a great outcry.
所以在整个埃及地有一个特别大的这个哀哭啊，就是因为家家都死了一个人。
And Pharaoh said, "Send out the children of Israel."
所以法老最终决定让他们走吧。
And they were delivered from Pharaoh, who held them in slavery.
然后他们就从法老的手里得到自由了。
Now the children of Israel were told to remember that night.
所以犹太告知呢，要纪念那一天的晚上。
They had been redeemed by the blood of a lamb.
因为他们是由着羊血而来得赎的。
And that there's a principle in Scripture that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin.
因为呢，整个圣经里有个重要的原则是，罪若没有血的代价呢，是不能得赦的。
Because the blood represents a life given.
因为呢，血代表生命给献出来。
And a payment must be made for sin.
那一切的罪呢，都必须有代价来付上。
The scripture says, the wages of sin is death.
圣经说呢，罪的代价，罪的工价呢，就是死。
But the other part of that verse says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
但是呢，另外一个这个圣经的另外一个部分在讲，说神的恩典就是借着耶稣基督而来的永生。
But in order for life to be given, a payment must be made for the sin, and so a life must be given.
因为要神要把这永生给我们呢，罪的代价要先付上，神的恩典才能给我们。
And so, what we have here is that he calls it the Jewish Passover feast. That's in verse 4. He says here, the Jewish Passover feast was near.
所以这就是四节讲的背景，那是犹太人的逾越节近了。
This is significant what John calls it, the Jewish Passover feast.
所以这个是约翰记载的这个角度，他说犹太人的逾越节近了。
In the Old Testament, it's called the Lord's Passover.
那个在旧约里，常常是被称作主的逾越节。
But now, there was purely just a celebration that they did every year. It had no meaning for them whatsoever.
在这里却变成了一个普通的犹太人要去。过的节日对他们其实没有什么特别的意义了。
It was just a ritual that they did.
变成了一个宗教的仪式了。
And this accounts for all these crowds of people.
所以这就是为什么这大群人那么多的原因，就是各地来的要庆祝节日。
Where did they all come from in these small villages?
那他们为什么都挤到这个小乡村来呢？
These were all pilgrims.They're heading down towards Jerusalem.
所以因为他们都是呢进去耶路撒冷的那个叫香客了，就是朝圣的，就是去过节的。
Three times a year, every male in Israel was required to go down to the feasts in Jerusalem.
因为呢，每一年有三次，犹太人的男人呢都被要求要到那个耶路撒冷去过节。
And so that accounts for all these crowds of people. They were all coming down from different parts of Galilee, down the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. Then they'd go all the way down the Jordan River until they came to Jericho. Then up from Jericho to Jerusalem to the feast.
所以这就是为什么他们要聚在那个小村湖边小村的原因，因为各个加利利地区的人呢都先聚到这个地方来，在这里上船。沿着约旦河南下到耶利哥，再从耶利哥走去这个耶路撒冷，这个是他们常走的一条上耶路撒冷的路。
And they'd all be carrying their baskets.
他们都带着自己的包哈。
Because in the baskets you'd have your bedding and whatever you might need, the things you might need for the journey.
所以这个里面呢，一般有自己的这个各种各样在旅行中要用的东西。
Like we would have a pack sack on our back, they would put the baskets on their back.
所以就像我们有背包一样啊，他们有自己的篮子啊。
But the important thing to remember, it was now called the Jews' Passover.
所以记得啊，这个都变成了犹太人的逾越节了。
And they did not recognize that the Lord Jesus, the signs pointed towards the Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God.Who will take away the sin of the world?
所以这他们就根本意识不到，这些事是要带着他们认识到耶稣是那个神的圣子，神的羔羊，要除去世人罪孽。
John,
他们都不记得这个 有逾越节的意思是什么。
In the same book, John chapter 1, verse 29, if you read there.
就像同样一卷书，约翰福音的一章二十九节。
What John refers to here in this verse when he points out to his disciples as Jesus was walking along.
就是有一次约翰跟着他的门徒在走的时候直接指着耶稣说。
He points out the true Passover lamb.
他把那真正的逾越节的羔羊指出来了。
Since the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他说次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里就说看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
I think what we'll do is we'll just stop there and we'll have our break. I think it's a time for a break here. And then we'll have something to eat. And then later we'll get some more food when the Lord breaks the bread.
那我们先在这休息一下，然后我们再回来呢，我们就会开始给我们会吃点东西，然后。再回来再吃耶稣给我们更多的粮食。
Our brother will just pray for it and give thanks.
Okay, 那我们做一个感恩的祷告。我们天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们丰盛的灵粮，我们也为一会儿的饮食献上感恩。父啊，我们盼望我们每一个人在经历看见这一切神迹的时候，我们去愿意思想，也愿意接受神耶稣基督成为我们的救主。父啊，因为这是最宝贵的事，也是最重要的事。谢谢您，求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Father, we pray you'd teach us each one.
主啊，我们祷告是求您教导我们每一个人。
Reveal to us your Son, the Lord Jesus.
把您的圣子耶稣基督启示给我们。
He no longer walks on earth among men.
他虽然今天不在人中间行，
but he dwells in the hearts of those who have received him.
但是他住在那一切已经信靠他的人心里。
So Father, we pray that you would help us today.
我们求您今天帮助我们。
To be able to see Jesus.
让我们里面能看见耶稣。
The perfect expression of you.
那完美的显明您神性的那一位。
So help us in this next hour, Lord, as we look at your word.
当我们下个小时学习您话语的时候，求您帮助我们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉主耶稣的名， amen.
In verse 5, we read, when Jesus looked up, he saw a great crowd coming toward him.
耶稣举目看见许多人来。
Now, Mark told us that he was moved with compassion.
马可说到呢，他看见很多人的时候呢，他就满了怜悯了。
This is his compassion.Comes from his great love.
那他的怜悯来自于他里面的很深的爱。
If you could have one word to describe God and who He is and His nature, what word would you use?
如果你要用一个词来描述神是谁，神的本性是什么，你会用哪个词呢？
Love.
God is love.
爱，神就是爱。
That's a very different concept that the world has concerning God.
这是完完全全跟世界上人对神的理解哈，是一个完全不同的概念。
The world pictures, if they believe in a God at all, they picture him as a God way in the heavens.
如果地上人真的还是有信神的人呢， 那他们在他们心里呢，常常那个神的形象是远远的在天上的那个。
A one who is remote from man and all his problems.
那一个远离他自身一切困难的，那样的一个神，远远在外面。
Someone who doesn't care for the poor and the downtrodden and the suffering.
那样的一个神，他不会介意人的苦难的，不会介意人的。一切的挣扎的。
But what the people don't realize is that God is separate because our sins have separated us between God.
那人没有意识到的，其实人和神的分离，其实是因为我们的罪啊，导致我们没有办法来到他面前。
It's not that God has withdrawn from us.
不是因为神要远离我们。
As we've withdrawn from God.
而是我们从神的面前逃离了。
You remember in the Garden of Eden.
你都记得那伊甸园的故事。
When our first parents, they disobeyed the commandment of God, ate of the forbidden fruit, and the result was they ran from God.
那我们的先祖哈，我们最早的先祖亚当和夏娃，当他们背逆了神，没有按照神的要求，他们吃了那神不许他们吃的禁果之后呢，这直接的后果就是他们要从神的面前逃离。
And what they did is they sewed fig leaves and made clothing because they saw that they were naked.
那他第一反应就是他要去拿那个厚厚的无花果叶子织成一个衣服来遮盖自己，因为他们发现自己是赤身露体的。
And that's like a picture of man's religion.
这就像人的宗教一样。
They're like the fig leaves. They try to cover the fact that they're naked.
人的宗教就像那个无花果的叶子，他想要遮住人的羞耻。
Naked in the sight of God who knows everything.
实际上在神眼里他是知道一切的。
And so they make their clothing of religion, trying to hide from the view of God, from the eye of God.
所以他们做的这个无花果叶子呢，其实是想在神的眼里呢躲藏，就是遮盖一下自己的羞耻。
But that only makes them further from God.
但实际上这样的行为是让他们更远离神。
Rather than going back to God and saying, we have sinned,against your commandment, they hide themselves among the trees.
那他本来应该是来到神面前承认他们的罪与不义啊，说我们做错了，我们不该这么做。但他们用无花果叶子呢，其实是更加的让自己远离了神。
So God had to come out.
那神出来了。
And search for them.
出来找他们。
And we read God speaking to Adam. Adam.Where are you?
所以我们都记得神上帝说的这句话，他说亚当啊，你在哪里？
And God has been calling ever since.
所以这样的这个呼召啊，神从那个时候开始就一直讲到今天。
God is a God of love.
因为神就是爱的神啊。
And as a God of love, He comes searching for the individual.
所以神的爱是显明在他要来寻找每一个失丧的人。
It was his love that sent his only son into the world.
在他的爱里呢，他把他的圣子唯一的圣子拆到地上。
It was his love that sent Jesus, his perfect son, to the cross.
也在他的爱里，他把那完美的圣子耶稣呢，送到了十字架上。
It was love for the sinner that made Jesus lay down his life.
因为他爱我们这些罪人，耶稣呢把他的生命献上。
And to suffer and bleed and die for us.
也为我们受难流血，死了。
And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He only had one, and He gave Him for us.
所以神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，就这一个。
And that's God's love.
这就是神的爱显明的地方。
But God is holy too.
那神也是圣洁的。
His love is a holy love.
所以他的爱呢是一个圣洁的爱。
God is a just God.
因为他是一个公义的神。
The crimes that man has done to man, God is going to require someday judgment.
所以人和人之间的罪啊，他神总有一天在审判日的时候，他要审判的。
Though justice is slow in coming, justice will prevail. Justice will stand in the coming day.
所以虽然我们看起来好像公义是一直在推迟啊，一直还没有来，但是终有一天，公义会站立的，一切的神的义要得着地上的彰显。
Because in order for God to show His love to you and I, He must establish a relationship in righteousness.
所以为了显明他的爱呢，他要在义的里面呢建立一个跟人的关系。
How can God bring a guilty sinner to Him who is holy? He loves the sinner.But he hates the sin.
所以呢，神他有一个两难，他怎么能把一个罪人带到他面前呢？因为他是圣洁的，他恨恶罪，但是他又爱那失丧的人，怎么办呢？
What God did was He took our sin upon and He placed them on the Lord Jesus as the victim.
所以神所做的呢，他是把我们的罪该受的审判呢。放在了耶稣基督身上
，as our substitute，
所以耶稣基督就是那只羊，是我们的替代物。
Remember what John the Baptist said: "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world."
所以我们记得使徒约翰讲的，看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽，指着耶稣说。
A life had to be given, an innocent life, a sinless life.That represented the Lamb. The Lamb had never sinned.
所以一个生命，一个无罪的生命啊，就是这只羊所代表的啊，它要献上啊，来为了我们的罪孽献上。
But the firstborn son in that house in Egypt was saved by the blood of the Lamb, the life that was given.
所以在逾越节里面呢。这一家的长子，他的生命呢，就因着这只羊的血呢，得着了赦免。
Now, let's imagine that you were the firstborn, and you were living in Egypt.
那我们假设你是那个一家的长子，那你住在埃及。
And on the 14th day at evening, you saw your father take the lamb.
在第十初正月十四的时候呢，你看见你的父亲啊拿了一只羊
，a beautiful innocent little lamb，
那个非常漂亮的无辜的羊
，so gentle, perfect，
很温和，很完美
，so trusting，
也很信靠你。
And you saw your father take that little lamb with a knife, draw that knife across the throat of that lamb.
你看你的父亲呢，用刀呢切了这个羊的喉咙。
And quickly he put a bowl underneath the neck of that lamb.
然后他很快呢，他把一只碗呢放在这个羊的喉咙底下。
And there he drained the life out of that little innocent lamb.
然后他这个血就是生命了，然后这个把生命呢就从这个羊里面拿走。
And then by faith, because he believed God's word, you saw your father.Put the blood on the doorpost.
然后呢，借着信心，因为他们相信神的话，然后你就看见你父亲呢，把这个羊血呢涂在门框和门楣上。
And as darkness falls upon it that night in Egypt, your father said, "You now we go into the house."
然后呢，天黑了，在那一天晚上呢，父亲为了
he closes the door.
父亲说呢，那你跟我进到屋子里去，我们把门关上。
Now inside the house.You saw your mother.
那在房子里呢？你看见你母亲。
She took that lamb.
啊，她把那只羊拿出来。
And she prepared it. She roasted it over a fire.
嗯，然后她已经准备好了，烤了，在火上烤好了。
Then they all sat down for a feast.
然后你们都坐下来吃了一顿 很丰美的丰盛的晚餐。
To eat that roasted lamb.
吃的就是这只烤的羊。
Now you might say, as the firstborn, what kind of thoughts would come into your mind?
你作为家里的长子，你想脑子里会想什么？
You heard that Moses had said when midnight comes, a destroying angel is going to come through the whole land and kill all the firstborn.
因为摩西告诉全以色列人说，在午夜的时候，灭命的天使会来，把全地的头生的都击杀。
Nine times over the past few months, Moses had gone to Pharaoh and said, "This is going to happen if you don't let my people go." This is going to happen. And nine times, exactly what Moses had said came to pass without fail.
所以在这个最后逾越节的这个羊血的事情之前呢，九次摩西呢讲了九次跟着法老和埃及人，每一次摩西所说的都变成了事实。
The prophet of God had never been wrong.
所以神的预言呢，从来没有落空过。
So now you believed that the destroying angel was going to come through.
所以现在你作为长子，你真的相信这第十次灭命天使会来的。
It's the middle of the night.
现在是午夜的时候。
And you're the firstborn.
你是那个长子。
And you wonder, will the blood protect me?
然后你会想一想，这血真的能够保护我吗？
Did my father do it right?
我父亲有没有涂对啊？这个。
And you might come to your father and say, "Father, are you sure that you've done everything right?"
你会去问你爸爸，你说爸，你真的搞对了吗？你这些都没错吧？
Will the blood protect me, Father?
你说这个血真的能够遮盖我吗？
And your father says to you with a very reassuring voice.
然后你的父亲会以一个非常安慰的口气跟你说，
"I've done exactly what God said for us to do."
是我做了完完全全神告诉我们做的事情。
I put the blood on the lintel and then on the doorpost.
我把血涂在了门框和门楣上。
The blood of this little sacrificial lamb.
这个小小的献祭的羔羊的血涂上。
I've done everything God asked me to do.
这个神告诉我做的事，我一切都做了。
And listen, my son.
你听啊，孩子。
What God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
神说了，当我看见那血呢，我就越过去了。
See, from in the house, the little boy couldn't see the blood.
所以在那个小房子里呢，这个小孩是看不见血的。
He had to be, trust that his father had put the blood there and that it was in the right way.
他要相信他的父亲把血涂在了对的地方。
But his father said, "Don't worry, because God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you."
所以他的父亲安慰他说，神说了，当我看见那血了，我就越过去了。
Now I could ask the question this morning.
所以今天上午呢，我问大家一个问题。
Are you protected by the blood?Of the Passover lamb.
你自己有没有被逾越节的羊血所保护呢？
The Lord Jesus is the Passover lamb.
耶稣基督是那逾越节的羔羊。
In 1 Corinthians, we read, Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
因为哥林多前书说，基督我们的逾越节羔羊已经被献上。
The lamb was not a willing victim.
所以羊不是一个自己愿意的祭物。
Jesus was a willing victim.
那羊是被杀的，基督可是自己愿意去的。
He knew what he was doing.
他知道他在做什么。
He said to his father, "I come to do your will, O Father."
他跟天父说，我来是要做你的心愿的事。
And there he shed his precious blood upon the cross of Calvary.
所以他把自己的宝血就流在了十字架上。
The life was given.
生命献上。
And that life given was accepted by God.
那这样的生命献上呢，被神所悦纳了。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
Because God raised him from the dead.
因为上帝使他从死里复活。
And now he lives as a living Savior.
然后他现在活着，以一个活着的救赎主的身份活在天上。
And to be saved, like that little boy in Egypt, all you need to do is trust that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
那从最终得赦，我们要做的事情就是像那个小男孩一样，相信耶稣基督的血已经洁净了你，遮盖了。
It was a perfect sacrifice.
这是一个完美的献祭。
And so the results are perfect.
所以这样的结果也是完美。
It isn't just a little bit.
这不是一点点啊。
You see, in Egypt, the boy was not just protected a little bit.
所以在埃及的时候，那个小男孩不是被保护了一点点。
He was completely safe.
他是完全安全的。
He was among those that were delivered out of Egypt.
他是在那一群人当中，最终是被带出埃及，得到自由。
To walk free with the people of God.
是和神的子民一起自由而行。
So by just simply believing that God loves you.
所以简简单单的相信神爱你。
That he's a just God.
他是一个公义的神。
He's not overlooking your sins.
他并不是说他忽视你所犯的罪。
He's paid for your sins.
他是为你所犯的罪付上代价。
God is a righteous God.
因为他是个公义的神。
And he can establish you in righteousness through the sacrifice of Jesus while demonstrating his great love to you.
他可以建立你的公义，建立在呢耶稣基督自己用自己的生命献上的。
That's the great love.
这是一个非常大的爱。
That's who God is. He's a God of love.
这就是神的本性，神就是爱。
And that's why Jesus came into the world.
这就是为什么耶稣要来这地上的原因。
But I think we go back to our story now.
那我们回到这个故事上来。
Because we have a valuable lesson here.
那这里呢，我们有一个很宝贵的这个教导。
So now in verse verse 5,
第五节，
he talks to Philip, one of the disciples.
他就对腓力是十二门徒之一。
Why he spoke to Philip, we're not sure.
为什么跟腓力说呢？我们不知道。
Philip was from a village very close by. Maybe that's why.
也许腓力是这个附近村子里的老家，在附近村子里，也许是这样。
But he says, Jesus said he was concerned about these people because he'd been teaching them all day.
那耶稣在这里的背景里，其实是说他很担心那些人吃饭的问题，因为他们跟了耶稣一天了。
And they'd had nothing to eat.
因为他们没有东西可吃。
And so he says, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
他说我们从哪里买饼给这些人吃呢？
And he asked this only to test him, for he knew already what, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
他说这个话呢是要试验腓力，因为他自己原知道要怎样行。
What do you think Philip should have asked?
那你觉得腓力应该怎么回答？他应该怎么问耶稣
？How do you think Philip should have responded?
他应该怎么回应耶稣？
His 5,000 men, plus women and children. There wouldn't be so many because it was just mainly the men that had to go to Jerusalem. But there would be a lot of women and children as well.
所以这里呢是五千个人呢，是五千个男人。那加上女人孩子呢，应该不会多很多，因为大部分的这个去耶路撒冷都是男的，但是妇女孩子肯定还是会有的，所以一定是算总人数远超过五千的。
Now you're Philip, you're one of the disciples, and you've been with Jesus for many months.
那你是腓力，你已经跟着耶稣很多个月了。
How? And Jesus says to you, Philip, where can we buy bread so that all these people can eat? What would your answer be?
然后耶稣如果问他，我问你， 说我们到哪里去买饼给这些人吃呢？你会怎么回答？
Anybody willing to stick their neck out?
谁愿意回答一下？
Well, then how do you think you should, he should have answered the Lord Jesus?
他应该怎么回答耶稣？
You tell us. I believe you can provide us.
Exactly. What had they been witnessing for miracles one after another, right?
对，他应该是直接跟主说呢，你我们相信你能够供应我们，因为他们已经看见了一个又一个的神迹。
Where was Philip's head anyway?
在他的菲利的脑子里，他是怎么想的？
But Philip's the Lord was testing him, you see.
所以在这里呢，耶稣并不是不知道该怎么做，他是在试验菲利的信心。
The Lord often asks questions.
所以耶稣常常问问题。
To test us.
问题其实是在试验我们。
Sometimes our experiences in life, they're like question marks. Why is this happening?
所以我们的生命里，我们经常会有一些问题。
Why does the Lord allow this to happen?
我们会说，哎，那为什么是这样的？为什么上帝允许这事发生呢？
There sometimes is testing us.
这样的问题其实是也是在试验我们的信心。
To see whether we'll trust him or we trust ourselves.
这个信心试验的结果就是，或者我去相信他，或者相信我自己的努力。
You see, so I think we have a little lesson there.
那这里呢，我们有一个小，就这就是我们的小的教导。
Any rate, Philip was a bit of a mathematician.
所以。腓力呢？这里他是做了一点数学计算啊。
He does a quick calculation.
他做了一个很快的这个计算哈。
He has to count all the people. He figures there's probably 8,000-10,000 people there.
所以他目测了一下，估计呢大概8,000-10,000人左右。
He calculates how much one person might need.
算了一下，大概一个人得吃多少东西。
On average.
平均啊。
And then multiplies that out in money.
把它算成钱，大概一共得花多少钱
？At the current rate for at the grocery store down at Tiberias。
然后呢，算那个提比里亚海边上那个这个小卖铺的这个价格，再乘上去啊。
So they didn't have TNT, because it's going to cost 200 denarii.
他们没有大统华，对他们买不了那个特别便宜的。
Yeah, TNT would be 100 denarii, half as much.
大统华也打折啊！
So he said it take 8 months pay. That's 200 denarii.
所以呢，有二十两。
The Roman coin.
所以呢，按照那个算法呢，得二十两银子。
What would that be? $30,000-$50,000.
这个估计得多少呢？按照换到今天，可能得
$50,000 or $50,000. Maybe.
Okay.
8 months wages.
3万到5万块钱，今天的价格，3万到5万块钱。
Depending on how much you make. So, another. He said it would take that much for each one to have a bite.
然后呢，这个就算这样，他就是每个人就咬一点，吃一点点而已。
But another one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up and says, "Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?"
这又一个门徒，西门彼得的兄弟安德烈对耶稣说呢，在这里有一个孩童带着5个大麦饼2条鱼，就是分给这么多人，这还算什么呢？
Now barley loaves, there'd be the flat bread.You know, a little like pita bread, you see them? They still make them all through the Middle East. They're the poor person, barley loaves are the poor people's bread. It's very nutritious, very good, but it doesn't taste as good as wheat. It doesn't grind up as nice.
那大麦饼啊，是在今天的中东呢，依然非常的流行。它不是像那个面包那样发起来，它是那个薄的饼啊，然后大麦非常有营养，但是呢，在当时呢，以包括在今天也都是穷人贫穷人吃的食物，因为它不像小麦饼那么好， 好消化，就是粗粮和精粮的这个区别了，就是它不好吃，但是呢营养足够，粗粮嘛营养足够丰富。
In China, of course, and all over Asia, the rice is probably the staple food.
那比如说在亚洲呢，可能米是一个最主要的主粮了。
So you could substitute rice, ordinary rice.
所以这个其实就像我们吃的米一样，就是它是一个最普通的普通百姓家、穷人家吃的粮食。
Without all the wonderful sauces that you get in the restaurants and so on.
当然了，没有那么多的好吃的酱啊，我们配上的好吃的酱啊。
Just rice and a few herbs, maybe.
可能就是一点点米饭加一点点菜啊，就是。
But that's basically what is just common food is what he's talking about here.
所以在这里他这里想表达的说，这就是一个普通的食物。
Somehow they had found a boy that had a lunch.
所以呢，不管怎么样呢，他们发现了这个小男孩呢是带了一点可能他妈妈给他的午餐。
No doubt his mother had prepared that lunch that morning.
因为他母亲那天早晨一定是给这个孩子准备了这个午餐的。
And maybe had said, now Simon, you.If you're going to go out with the crowd, you've got to have some food with you.
所以他一定会说呢，那假设这个小男孩叫 Simon 呢 ，Simon 呢，你要去跟着大家一起走的时候，你一定要带上这个吃的。
Little did she know that she was going to be the means of feeding a huge multitude of people.
这个母亲她没有意识到的是，她的这个几块饼会成为这个几千人的食物。
But we look at the boy.
我们来看看这个男孩。
And he offers his lunch. Oh, that's all the food that they found among that great company of people.
所以他把他自己的午餐拿出来了，因为这可能是当时所有人里面能找到的就这么一点食物了。
But you know there may have been others there with food.
也许在其他人那里呢也有一些食物。
But they would say to themselves, I can't feed everybody, I better save this for myself.
但是呢那些有食物的人也许是对自己说呢，那我这点不够别人吃的，我还最好自己留着。
And when the disciples went and said, does anybody have any food? The master is asking if anybody has any food.
所以那些门徒们很可能会问，那谁会有一些吃的哈。这个主在问谁会有些吃的。
Because one of the other accounts, we read that Jesus sent his disciples to see if there was any food.
在另外的地方呢，我们看见了耶稣是让他们去问到底谁有些吃的。
And I'm sure there was food among that great multitude.
但我相信呢，这么多人啊，一定还是有其他人带了一些吃的在身上。
But none were willing to share.
但是没有人愿意拿出来。
Except for a little boy.
除了这个小男孩。
He said, "Here, you can have my lunch."
小男孩说，哎，我有，你用我的吧。
There's a wonderful lesson, isn't there?
这是个非常美的教导，是不是？
All those that hoarded what they had for their resources, they lost out on the greatest blessing possible.
所以那一些把有的东西藏在身上的呢，他失去了这样一个特别好的祝福的时候。
And the little boy, he was giving his all.
这个小男孩是把他所有东西都给出去了。
Isn't that a wonderful lesson?
这是个非常美的教导。
But little, how little that was, the disciple says, Andrew says, what's this among so many?
但是这个如此之少哈，以至于门徒们说，这一点这个算什么呢？
Now, Jesus could have fed the multitude that day. He could have taken up a stone.He could have turned that into bread.
你要知道，耶稣可以有很多的方法，他可以把石头也变成面包，这是很容易的，对他。
And he could have turned that bread that he had turned or that stone that he had turned into bread. He could have broken that bread and fed the multitude from nothing.
所以他可以从无到有啊，他就把那个石头变成面包，就不停的掰，就可以喂养很多人，因为他是创造主。
But instead, he used what he had there, what some willing heart was willing to give, God used.
所以但他这里用了呢一个一个自愿的心，愿意信靠的心，用这个心来做种子喂养别人。
Little is a lot if God if it's placed in God's hands.
所以一点点就是巨大的，只要你把这一点点小的种子种在神的这个祝福上。
So our lives really, we feel our lives are small and we can't really do much for God.
所以我们常常觉得我们的生命是渺小的，我们不可能为神做什么事。
But if we're willing like that little boy to give everything,
如果我们能够像这个小男孩那样有这样的信心，能给出去。
God can multiply that.
神能把它变得非常的多。
To the blessing of many.
能祝福许许多多的人。
Don't feel that you have nothing to offer.
所以不用感觉你好像没有什么可以给的。
That little boy had just his little lunch.
这个小男孩。
But it was blessing for all.
小男孩有的只是一顿小小的午餐，但是他祝福了。
He put it into the hands of the Savior. Look what he does next.
放在了一个救赎主，一个救主身上。
He in verse 10, the Lord Jesus provides for the people now. He commands them to all sit down.
所以在第十节呢，耶稣开始叫众人都坐下。
They were probably weary and tired. They'd run around the side of the lake. They'd been there all day. And he has their comfort in mind. And he has them sit down.
所以他们在那呢，可能因为跑了一天了啊，又听了一天的道，那真的是累了，这种众人，所以那边的很多草，所以呢，他耶稣就叫大家都坐下来。
Now Luke tells us that he made them sit in companies of 50 to 100 in groups.
那路加的这个介绍呢，在这个故事上呢，特别提到了让他们50个、100个这样一排一排的坐下来。
This was not just an unruly mob; they were all under the direction of the God of the universe.
所以他不是一个这个很混乱的一群暴民啊，他是非常有秩序的。一排一排一排，然后开始来分这个饼。
And so they could lie down in the nice green grass, refreshing, cool, and comfortable.
所以他们能够在那坐下来，是一大片的草地，非常舒适，得到得到休息。
So then, it's almost like what we have in Psalm 23. He makes me to lie down. In green pastures.
这就像诗篇二十三篇讲的一样，他使我躺卧在青草地上，躺卧在青草地上。
That's the Psalm of David, who his opening lines of that psalm is, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
所以这是大卫写的圣诗啊，非常美的一首诗。他在开篇就说呢，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Remember what we read in the Gospel of Mark, it says that Jesus saw them as sheep scattered and with no shepherd.
所以我们都记得马可在讲到这个故事的时候，就耶稣看他们如同羊没有了牧人，心里就怜悯。
But he is the good shepherd.
但是他是那个好的牧人。
And in Psalm 23 and verse 2, it says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
所以这就是为什么在诗篇的二十三篇，当他讲完耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏的，就是说他使我躺卧在青草地上。
So he had the people lie down or recline, you know, sitting and reclining. Normally the way they would recline or sort of lean on, you know, like at the table.They didn't just sit up in a chair, they reclined, right?
所以当时的中东人饮食的习惯呢，就是斜靠着哈，一个一个斜靠着吃饭的时候，所以躺卧就是他很标准的吃东西的一个姿势。
And now you see the scene. The Lord Jesus is standing in the middle. They're all sitting around, right?
所以你会看见这个场景，那耶稣很可能站在当中，所有的人就坐在四围一排一排的。
And he is now standing in full view of the whole company of people.
所以耶稣就站在正当中的，所有的人都能够看见他这样的一个场景。
And he takes up the bread.
然后他把这个饼拿出来。
And he gives thanks.
他祝谢了。
He knows what he's going to do.
他知道他要做什么。
But he's going to bless his Father in heaven.
但他要感恩呐，把这个恩典感谢是天上的父。
As the perfect man, he always gave thanks.
因为他是个完全的人，所以他总是任何场合去谢恩。
And he took the loaves, it says in verse 11, gave thanks. The other three gospels add a word that John doesn't add here. It says he broke the bread.
所以十一节呢，他拿起饼来祝谢了。在其他的三个福音书里面呢，都有一个这里没有提到的细节，就是他祝谢了，掰开，就把饼掰开来。
So it would seem the miracle took place as he broke the bread.
所以神迹什么时候发生呢？掰开的时候发生，掰不完了。
Now notice every mouthful of bread came from the hands of the Lord Jesus personally.
所以每一个这个饼的这个增加哈，其实都是从耶稣手里产生的。
So we read that man does not live by bread alone.
我们都知道呢，人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So we are sustained by the word of God.
所以我们是由神的话来喂养来支持的。
The personal word of God to us.
那神亲自讲的，借着耶稣基督讲的话。
So we're fed, as it were, directly from the Lord Jesus to each of us as individuals.
所以我们里面的灵呢，我们每一个都是由神的话来喂养。
Every piece of bread that all the people ate that day had personally come through the hands of the Savior himself.
所以就像当天的每一个人他吃的东西，其实都是从这耶稣手里掰开来传给他们的。
So there's another lesson we can think and meditate upon for our own benefit.
所以这是另外一个教导，我们可以为我们自己来思考。
That life that he gave is communicated through the risen Christ to you today, and you're fed by that eternal life.
所以他给的生命，是从他手里，就是从神手里过来，然后能够喂养给我们，喂养给我们每一个人。
Now, in verse 11,
在十一节
it says there he distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. Now,
对，十一节，他读的十一节，刚才。
Jesus didn't do it all himself.
所以耶稣并不是他自己。只一个人在做。
Notice he used his disciples to distribute.
他是掰好了以后呢，他是要他的门徒去分的。
He broke the bread, he gave it to his disciples, and the disciples distributed to the people.
所以他掰开，他就给他的门徒，他的门徒们就去分。
Now, brothers and sisters, I address those that are brothers and sisters in Christ. You have the bread of life for a starving world.
所以我告诉这里的已经得救的弟兄姊妹，你们手里可是有这饥饿的世界里需要的粮食。
We're not just telling people about a religion.
所以我们不是告诉人关于一个宗教。
You're actually giving them the opportunity for eternal life. We have the bread of life in our hands.
你可是告诉他关于永生的机会，因为你手里是有这永生的粮的。
And all those disciples, they distributed among the people. The people were hungry. They reached out for it.
这就像这里的人啊，他们的门徒给出去的时候， 那群可都是饥饿的人，他们特别需要这个粮食一样。
This world has a great need for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个世界有特别大的需要，
the bread of God.
需要耶稣基督的救恩的福音。
Now in verse 12 and 13. When they had all had enough to eat,
他们吃饱了。
He said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted.
把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。
There was no one there that day that was not completely satisfied.
所以那一天啊，没有一个人还饿着肚子的，全都是饱。
Matter of fact, some people had taken a little bit extra, and rather than throw it away,The Lord told the disciples, "You go around now and collect that which people have had too much. They have some left over. You collect it all up."
所以每个人，有的人可能拿的时候拿多了一点，他们吃剩了，你就放在那儿。所以呢，耶稣就告诉一些门徒，你去把那些吃了剩的饼呢，都去捡回来。
You see, there's no waste in nature. In the creation, there's no waste. Everything is used, isn't it?
所以在神那里呢，没有浪费的。
There's no such thing as a garbage dump.
所以没有一个垃圾桶这么一个概念。
Everything is recycled and reused and over and again. It's perfect. It's a perfect system.
是个很美好的系统啊，都用上了。
And the Lord Jesus also had a purpose for gathering up those fragments.
所以耶稣在这里呢，其实是有个目的哈。来教导的目的，把这些所有剩下的来捡起来。
They borrowed 12 baskets, maybe the disciples' own baskets.
所以装满了十二个篮子，十二个篮子也许是这个门徒们自己的篮子。
They dumped out their sleeping bags.
他把他们的随身携带的物品拿出来。
And the extra pair of sandals on the ground.
那里面可能装了他们的晚上睡觉盖的，然后鞋子啊什么。
And went around and collected up all the fragments. Anybody got too much, we're collecting the fragments.
所以他们走了一圈，就把剩的都捡起来。
So they come back and there's 12 baskets full.
当他们回来的时候呢，十二个篮子都满了。
Why exactly 12?
那为什么刚好十二个呢？
Because 12 disciples.
The 12 disciples.
因为有十二个门徒。
Someone has said that it was a Jewish custom that the servants, after a feast, could have the leftovers.
有的人说呢，这个是犹太的传统啊，就是盛宴之后呢，仆人是可以去享用那个剩下的食物的。
Now that may or not be maybe true. I'm not sure.But at least the ones who had served, they each got a big provision. Would that not tell them before the miracle came? What did they say? What is this little lunch going to be among so many?
所以呢，对于每一个门徒，其实就是一个仆人了。他们在这个盛宴之后呢，每一个人都得了一篮子食物啊，好大一篮子。你要记得在这之前他们的信心是什么，就这一点，每个人吃一点都不够的。
And in their 12 baskets they had 100 times more left over than the little lunch to begin with.
这可是一百倍不止一个小小的一餐饭的开始啊，他们得着的那个剩下的得着的都百倍不止。
There's a scripture, isn't it? It's called, Paul says to the Philippians,My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
所以保罗说呢，他说我的神呢，会丰丰富富的供应你们，就是在他的恩典里供应，丰丰富富的，在他的丰富里供应。
So then, verse 14.
十四节。
Here's the reaction of the people.
这是人们的反应了。
They saw the miracle that Jesus did, and they were probably thinking, discussing this among themselves. This must be the prophet who is coming into the world.
所以十四节你可以想象，人们可能已经开始在他们人群当中自己开始讨论了。他们说的，这应该就是那要来的先知。
Now these Jews, they knew the Old Testament, and so if you go to Psalm 132,
如果我们来翻到这些的犹太人，他们可是知道旧约的。翻到诗篇的一百三十二。
Psalm 132 and verse 13.
132篇的十三节，一千零十四页，旧约幺零幺四页。Verse 13.
The Lord has chosen Zion, that is Jerusalem. It will be the seat of His future kingdom on earth.
那因为耶和华拣选了西安，愿意当作自己的居所，这是未来神选了做他地上住的地方。
This is a prophetic psalm concerning the coming Messiah.
这是一个预言诗啊，在讲到未来要来的弥赛亚。
The Jews considered this to be a prophecy that would be fulfilled when the Messiah came.
所以犹太人认为呢，这些预言的这个弥赛亚呢，在未来来的时候呢，是要应验的。
And he goes in verse 14. He says, "This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it."
十四节说，这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
There in Jerusalem, Zion, he is going to set up his kingdom there, and he's going to rule out of Jerusalem in a coming day.
所以在耶路撒冷，在西安，他要在那里，设立他的国度，要从那里开始统治。
When he puts down all rule and authority, and this world will finally have peace.
所以当他把他所有的权柄所有的规则都设下去的时候，这个世界会有平安的。
No more will man war against man.
再没有战争了。
Nation rise against nation.
也没有国与国的征战。
But they'll all submit themselves to the righteous king.
因为每一个人都会把自己交在那公义的王手上。
Who will rule in righteousness and justice.
那个要在公义和
But notice verse 15.
公平里统治的神。看我们看十五节。
This was also part of the prophecy.
这也是预言的一部分。
I will bless her with abundant provisions.
我要使其中的粮食丰满。
Her poor will I satisfy with food.
使其中的穷人饱足。
And that day on the hillside, on the mountainside, as it were,The Lord Jesus fulfilled this. He fulfilled this prophecy concerning the Messiah.
在那一天的山脚下，耶稣借着五饼二鱼的神迹满足了这个预言。
I'll bless her with abundant provisions and satisfy her poor with bread.
我要使粮食丰满，其中的穷人饱足。
Of course, that's going to be completely fulfilled in another day.
所以当然这个会在。未来的某一天更完全地实现这个预言。
When there is peace and the glory of the Lord fills the earth.
当有平安也有神的荣耀充满全地的时候。
But there on the hillside, there was a little glimpse into the future.
所以在那个山脚下那一天呢，我们可以看见未来的一角，就借着耶稣的神迹。
When the crowd all gathered around that man who fed the multitude.
当所有的人聚集起来的时候，那一个人他。喂饱了所有的人。
But now they make a great mistake.
接着呢，他们犯了一个大错误。
They remembered that they had been slaves in Egypt to Pharaoh, and they had been delivered by Moses out of Egypt. Moses had shown great signs in Egypt.
接着呢，他们想起他们曾经是那个。法老的奴隶啊，他们也知道摩西把他们带出了那个奴仆的状态。
And now this one has come and he's shown great signs.
所以他们看见了，哦，这个耶稣，他来了，他也显了很多的神迹。
But they're under the yoke of the Romans.
但是当时的犹太人呢，他们可是在罗马的殖民统治下的。
This man, maybe he can deliver us from the power of Rome.
所以他们就认为呢，那这个人他可以把我们从罗马的这个权柄下带出来。
Because he surely he's a prophet just like Moses.
所以他一定是像摩西那样的一个先知。
He said, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world."
这就是十四节的背景。每个人都说，哦，那就是那个要来的先知了。他们认为他是那个摩西。
And Jesus, verse 15, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain.
这就是为什么十五节说，耶稣知道众人要强逼他做王，就独自退到山上去了。
They were right in understanding the scripture as far as they went. As far as they understood it, they were right.
所以以他们所当时了解的这个圣经呢，他们是对的。
This was the prophet God sent.
因为这个的确是神差来的，摩西预言的要来的那个先知。
But more than a prophet.
但是他可比那个先知的身份要大得多。
A prophet speaks for God.
先知只是神的传话人呢，只是为神所说的说话的那个人。
But God has spoken to us through His Son Himself.
神可是借着他的圣子直接跟我们说话。
Not only His words, but His works.
不单借着他的话，也借着他所做的事。
So they saw Him as the King.
所以他们看见他是个王。
Or saw Him as a King.
作为一个王啊。
But not the King.
而不是那永生的那个。
So it wasn't real faith.
这不是真正的信心。
See, he would wait until God would put him on the throne.
他要等啊，耶稣其实要等，直到神把那王权放在他身上。
If they wanted to make him king, it would have been man's kingdom.
如果人拥立他做王呢，那不就是人的王朝吗？
ButThe Lord Jesus would wait until His Father enthroned Him, then it would be God's kingdom.
所以耶稣一直要等到神把真正的王权放在他身上，这就是神的国度的建立了。
And there's another principle in Scripture, of course, isn't there?
所以在圣经里还有另外一个原则。
The cross always comes before the crown.
就是十字架，就是苦难，总是先于荣耀冠冕而来。总是先有苦难，再有荣耀。
Because of sin, there must be suffering before there will be glory.
所以在因为罪的原因，所以总是在苦难先有苦难。
So the only way that the Lord Jesus would claim His rightful place as the King would be as if He goes to the cross and offers Himself as a sacrifice for the subjects of the coming kingdom.
所以耶稣要真正最终来做荣耀的王之前呢，他总是要先为了他神国的子民付上那罪的代价，先有这苦难，十字架的苦难。
Because there was no one righteous enough to go into God's kingdom.
因为地上没有一个人能够有这样的公义能够进到神的国度里去。
He would be a king with no subjects.
否则他就这个国度里就没有子民了。
But now, through His sacrifice, He's bringing many sons and daughters to glory.
现在呢，借着他的牺牲，借着他的十字架，他带很多的孩子们进了这个国度。
So, this story, just briefly, in point form, a teacher named Griffith Thomas.Summarize this story this way.
故事呢到这里告一个段落。那有一个圣经学者呢，他是这么来总结这个故事的。
We have a perishing world.
我们有一个将死的堕落的世界。
We have a powerless disciples.
我们有呢没有能力的显得很无力的门徒。
But we have a perfect savior.
但是我们有一个完美的救主。Amen.
Father, We thank you for the perfect Savior.
父啊，我们要谢谢您为这完美的救主。
Who has brought a perfect salvation?
因为他带给我们那完美的救恩。
Whereby we can be perfectly saved.
借着这样的救恩，我们能够完美的得赎。
All our sins forgiven.
因为我们所有的罪都得赦免了。
And we can have a perfect standing before you in heaven.
因为这样的话，我们就能够完美的站在您的面前，在天堂里。
We thank you for him who is now risen and glorified, seated at your right hand.
我们要谢谢您，因为耶稣死了，复活了，现在在荣耀里坐在您的右边。
And today he still receives sinners.
因为今天他依然来寻找拯救失丧的罪人。
And the angels of God rejoice when one sinner comes and repents.
每一个罪人得救，天上的天使们都要欢呼。
And he says today, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
他今天说呢，那一切劳苦担重担的，都到我这里来，我使你们得安息。
Bless each one here today. We thank you for your word in Jesus' name.
祝福我们今天在座的每一位，为您的话语，我们献上感恩，祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.